Every time we go out, we argue because I just sit there and I'm like, you ready? Don't rush me.
Yes, same shit.
Don't fucking rush me.
Hate that.
And I'm like, I'm not rushing you. I'm just asking you.
Okay, don't date women who talk to you like that under any circumstances. By the time she's talking to you like that, she don't respect you. And she just hanging in there for the provision, the protection. Or maybe she just tied a rod in the carousel. But she not with you because she genuinely respects you at that point.
You're ready. That's it. I'm ready. Just because you get ready in 8 seconds and it's so simple for you.
You should just be like, I just really know if you wanted to be on time for the party.
That's it. I'm just wondering. And then she changes. What, you think I look good? You look good. And she changes the whole outfit. I'm like, I said you look good. And then she's like, but you're just telling me that. So then I'm honest. I'm like, I think the top looks like shit. You should probably change it with that. She's like.
Now see, in that moment is when she gains a little more respect for him. See, it's all about how you handle stuff. If you acting like a scared little pup and, oh, okay, sorry, hun, for rushing you, she lose a little bit more respect for you. When you stand up for yourself and tell her how it is and just give it to her raw, she gain a little respect for you.
This is, I'm sorry, but this is, I love this top. And I'm like, yeah, no, you love it. It looks like
But they do it the wrong way. It's like, you want to know, like, ask me less.
Every time I use my wife's car. Yeah, see, this is what the media don't show, how disgusting a lot of women are and how disgusting a lot of women live. Not all of y'all ladies, but you need to get together. Cleanliness is next to godliness. I think that's how the saying goes, but yeah, this is disgusting.
I knew this video would blow up because this is a problem. This trend of bare minimum is getting ridiculous. I can't even post a TikTok anymore appreciating my partner without people commenting that it's the bare minimum or I have low standards. You will have a hard time being in a happy relationship if you just expect more and more from your partner without appreciating the small things.
Yeah, ladies, you have to learn to appreciate the small things because as you get older, your standards can't get higher. It doesn't even make sense. Just learn to be happy with the small things like cuddles, you know? When you come up from behind you and hug you, appreciate those things. Those women are the happiest. They end up the happiness. Because if you're chasing materialistic things, it'll never be enough. It'll always be a bigger house, a nicer purse, a bigger wedding ring. You're setting yourself up for a cycle of misery.
Hey, yo. Who are better people, men or women?
Women.
Why?
Because we're just better than y'all. And we're not trashy like y'all.
So have you ever like written an essay like in school?
What about it?
Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
And you just put just cuz? Would that pass as a grade?
No.
Okay.
He already knew that she wasn't going to have an answer. Well, he knew that she was going to say women are better because most modern women are arrogant, cocky, and just jerks. And then he also knew that when he asked her why, she wouldn't have a good answer. She was just going to say just cuz.
Can you give a better reason?
Not really right now because I'm on my way to go do something, but...
Okay, so nothing comes to mind?
Not at the moment, but...
Because you said that pretty fast.
Yeah.
So you should, like, have, like, a lot of examples, you know?
Yeah. What is this for?
Pornhub.
Got her. When he posts himself having fun on the story, now I have to get 7 new boys on my roster, go to Miami, buy a new outfit, and post up in a Hellcat at 3 a.m. Yeah... Toxicity continues. Where do you think a woman like this is going to end up at 40, 50? Who's going to pay for all this therapy? Why even get in a relationship? I mean, she a walking red flag anyway. The nails, the lashes. Yeah, I couldn't do it. So hopefully this dude will learn his lesson for next time on what type of females to not date.
And it's interesting, like, one of the most interesting things I found when I was going through my divorce was that every woman or girlfriend I talked to was like, no, I wish, like, my husband more. I wish that he would push me up against the wall. I wish this, I wish that. And it was all these women telling me how they wanted more. And
yeah, because fellas get tired of hitting the same pool. I mean, it's biology that guys want to go out and spread their seed and have variety. So the same woman day in and day out, it just don't even sound appealing. Yeah, one way to always get laid by your wife, if she is a wife that actually respects you, is act like you ain't pressed for it. She'll be all over you. But I feel like most wives don't even respect their husband and never did from the beginning. So this method won't work with those type of guys. Yeah, that method don't work when your woman never really had genuine desire for you anyway. She just married you because her clock was ticking or something. Or she was tired of her family asking her when she was going to get married or something like that.